Welcome to the Wildly Balanced Podcast.
Wildly Balanced is your weekly permission slip to bring more fun and wildness into your work-life balance.
Join us every week for our favorite tips on how to have more fun, shift your mindset, and let your wild side flow.
What up, Jill?
What up, Carly? How's Bali?
It's good. It's good.
Are you in
it's
Bali?
Hot. I am in Bali, if you didn't know.
No one knew Carly is in Bali. If you had no idea.
If you had no idea. How's it going? I feel like, I know we talk like every week, but I still miss you every week. And I still
talk like every day.
Hear all about your life. We do talk like every day.
We do talk basically every day.
But we only podcast once a week.
Yeah, true. Everything's going good. So happy in my new job because my old job sucked donkey butt. And I just feel like so much more balanced, ironically. And yeah, just like doing all the things. It's nice like when you finally work for somebody and like for a company that like actually cares about like how you're feeling. It's very interesting.
It's the little things.
It's just the little things in life, like caring about how I feel as a person. But what's going
That's
on
so
with
exciting?
You? What's going on with you, Carly?
That's so exciting. Congrats on your new job.
Thank you.
Things are good. Big things are coming for Carly Itico and Wildly Balanced. So that's pretty cool. I won't give too much away because I want to lean into that edge of surprise, but big things coming. Lots of good stuff coming.
Give a little bit of
a little tease.
A little tease. Tease it a little, Carly. You tease.
Basically, you're going to be able to rock your Wildly Balanced support in person. That's all I'm going to say. Yeah. Also exciting stuff. If you didn't hear, I am in fact in Bali and we have a giveaway going. So the first person, or I guess the first person to correctly send us the amount of times we say Bali in episodes 14 through 18, we'll get a $25 Starbucks card.
Do it to it, baby.
Do it to it. And I'm just going to go ahead and apologize to Chad in advance for making him count how many times we say Bali.
I'm sure there's like magic things he can do. So I'm not just thinking he's sitting there counting every episode. So don't feel too bad.
Tallying it on a piece of paper.
He's like listening and like going through it. Every episode, just sitting there. Sorry, pay him the big bucks. It's fine.
Basically, he's got those magic internet things.
The magic internet thing. That's exactly. I know it's so crazy. You think about all the technology that's out there to support your business and support your like anything you do right now. And it's dang. And then I wish
so
I was like
ways to automate.
It's so true. I wish I was like I could code and I could make the big bucks doing that, but my brain don't work like that. I can do like little simple coding because like I used to. You know, when MySpace was the big thing. I don't know if you remember MySpace because you're so young, Carly. But when MySpace was the big thing and you could do your backgrounds and you needed to know like HTML language to change things. Like I know some of that, but just going to throw that. I think
wow.
HTML is like dead anyway. Like no one uses it anymore. So whatever. But
I'm just going to age myself here and say I was not a MySpace kid.
Age yourself?
I'm so sorry.
You're just going
to unage myself?
Yeah, let's just put you back in the cradle. Like, what the hell are you saying?
Was not a MySpace kid.
Damn. Oh my, MySpace was like, that top eight man was just a bitch. He's like, if you weren't in your friend's top eight, but they were in yours. So much drama all the time.
So much drama.
But
so much
for it.
Drama. What are we talking about today, Jill?
Great question. I think this is a good one. One that I consistently struggle with, but it's about permission to remove yourself from the outcome.
Bam. And I know we touched on this a little bit with Morel in our latest guest episodes. If you haven't heard that, go back and listen because that episode is part of the giveaway.
Go listen to it. But yeah, so Carly, you tell us a little bit more about it because I think this is something that you've been trying to teach me a little bit more too. I've been trying to learn from you.
Trying to learn from me? I feel so honored.
You should.
Yeah. Removing yourself from the outcome. I know that we've all launched. We've all attempted a launch. We've all done a launch, if it was successful or non-successful. And this is just reminding yourself to remove yourself from the outcome. And like launches fail, but that's not on you. Like it's not because you didn't show up. It's not because you didn't try hard enough. It's just like sometimes they fail. And especially when you're just starting out in your business and just starting out in your first launch or couple launches, like it's so hard to gain that traction and just have a successful launch. You know, like I've done a couple launches and a couple like beta rounds and like just attempted stuff and it doesn't work out. And it's just like having that mindset and the awareness to remove yourself and don't let it like discourage you.
Totally. And I think I love that in the sense of I use a similar principle in my coaching practices and like with clients of like failure is okay. Like we think of it as it's not okay, but I've worked in a few tech companies before. Shout out to, you know, my techie background of knowing HTML, but like we've worked in.
When you were a minor coder.
My little coder, like my previous coding experience, but no, and it took a lot because, you know, with them, you like, they would launch things really quickly and you fail, but you learn. So I've really turned these into like, when I work with my clients, don't think of them as a failure, think of it as a learning experience. So it's like keeping that growth mindset, keeping the, you know, the whole bit of where, you know, what went wrong. And in tech, you know, they iterate and they make those changes really quickly and they move forward. And I think you can think of that in the same way of, you know, okay, if the launch failed, like what happened? Where did it go wrong? And what can you change to do better again next time? But again, easier said than done, because you also are putting your whole, you know, everything into it, your whole energy, your whole body, your whole being like into that launch. So it's totally tough, but I think that's where it comes really good into that growth mindset in the sense of let's focus on the lessons we've learned. Let's focus on the changes we can make to do better next time. And I think that is, you know, I think it can serve you in so many different ways in your life, not even just like these big launches or, you know, the outcome, but like even just like goal setting in general with, you know, if you're setting goals for yourself, you aren't going to set a goal that you're going to like accomplish the next day. That's silly. You know, you're going to set these goals that like you need to make changes and you need to, you know, work towards to be better. And, you know, you're not going to crush it every single time, but that's also totally fine.
Don't think of it as a failure. Think of it as a lesson. Jill just dropping the knowledge bombs on us.
So boom, good. Boom, boom.
So good. And I feel like another good mindset to have is that like entrepreneurship is such an ebb and flow and it's such a like up and down and roller coaster or whatever metaphor you want to put towards it. And if your last launch was successful, that doesn't necessarily mean that this launch is going to be successful. Like you want to continue that upward stroke and that scaling and that like getting better. And like maybe one launch you had 4 people join your group coaching program and you're like, okay, next launch I'm going to do 8 next. And the one after that, I'm going to do 16 and just keep scaling. And sometimes that doesn't happen. Like sometimes it's not that big of a growth or it's not a growth at all. Like one launch, you could have 4 people, the next launch, you could have 6 people, and then you could come back down to 3 people. Like it's, you know, like it's not always going to be up and up. So just letting yourself feel into that.
Feel into it, Carly. Yeah. And I think that's, you know, I think it means you know, you don't want to feel discouraged. You don't want to, you know, take it as like you did something wrong. You know, it's all about timing. It's all about the universe telling you what is right and wrong for that moment. It's all about, you know, I think we talk about so many different things, but you know how when you're sick and your body's like, bitch, you're sick, you just need to sleep. It's like similar in that of, you know, maybe you're just, there's something that you're not ready for right now, but you will be ready for in the very near future. Or like, what can you learn that you need, you know, what do you need to learn in order to open that up to more possibilities? So I think, yeah, I think it's one of those where Carly said you ebb and flow. And I think it can go in entrepreneurship and in this life in general, like everything happens when it's meant to be. And I live by that pretty regularly. Like everything happens for a reason. I think I have a tattoo that says que sera, sera, which is what will be. And that's basically my own mantra of what happens. Like you can't sit there and like dwell on, you know, something that happened in your life or a decision you made that may not have been like the right thing in that moment. Like you have to just take it and learn from it. And yeah, I think it goes, you know, all the way back to everything's a lesson and, you know, sitting there and when something doesn't go your way or even when it does, I think reflecting back on, okay, what can I learn from this moment? What did I do? What did I need to do? What can I do next time to just continue to help me improve, help me to scale, help me to grow? And I think that is what makes it so important.
I love that. I also love that. I think I have a tattoo. Like I wholeheartedly know that I have a tattoo because I paid a lot of money for it. And if you want to check out the Jill's tattoo, go to onlyfans.com/wildlybalanced.
We have a wildly balanced OnlyFans.
No. She's going to be Jill's tattoo and photos.
This is
going to
be all of our tattoos. And then my dog's got to make it. We're just like laughing. We're like, we're going to keep your keep right now. Like you're just living here for free and costing us grooming and vet fees.
Yeah, you got to pay that money.
I literally took him to the groomer. It's just a side note for everybody who loves dogs. And they charge me.
You mean everybody?
Yes. Everybody who listens or else you're just lying. So he's a German Shepherd. And he literally, they charged me $20 extra because he was a lot to do, like a lot of work is what she said. And like,
he's got a big personality.
And I was like, I've been going to this person for the last like 2.5 years. It's not like she doesn't know what Rogi's like.
You knew what to expect, groomer.
But it was just like funny because I was like, yeah, he does have a lot of fur because like, it's also prime shedding season right now. But yeah, I was like, whatever. People were like, I wouldn't have paid that. And I was like, you know what? I didn't feel like wanting to deal with it either. So like, I'll pay someone. That's
you removed yourself from the outcome.
There
you go.
Anything
for Rogi.
He needs to maintain his keep. So onlypaws/Rogi Bear. It's just.
Link will be in our show notes.
Free photos of Rogi forever. And I've thought about it because he's a cutie pie.
He is a cutie pie.
Everybody wants photos all the time. So I was like, you can pay me and get these photos all the time. He's just currently sleeping right next to me because clearly who doesn't like a 7:48 p.m. nap on a Thursday evening, you know, little things.
It's the little things. So going back to removing yourself from the outcome after that beautiful little Rogi side note, I met with the beautiful Bella Falcon yesterday. Shout out Bella, if you're listening. And she said something that
you should
really
be listening. Obviously.
Yeah, you should be listening, Bella.
We know Bella's listening.
So shout out Bella. And she said something really like beautiful, like stuck with me. And she said she doesn't believe in coincidences and that everything happens for a reason. And I feel like that kind of, yeah, that just sat with me. And I love it.
Did you mean quantum coach and NLP practitioner Bella? Because that's who I think of.
I did. Quantum coach, NLP practitioner, Reiki level 1 certified badass Bella Falcon.
Badass. But yeah, I think, you know, I think that is everything happens for a reason. And that's why I've always lived with no regrets. Like I've never been the person that's, oh, if you could redo anything in your life, what would it be? Like, I don't think I would. I think I'd continue on the way it was because I wouldn't be the person I am today. I wouldn't know who I know today. I wouldn't, like, you don't, one minor shift in your timeline can just like ripple effect it all up. So I won't.
Amen.
I won't reg rat that either. No reg rats forever. But yeah. And I think that is, it's so true.
Do you have any tips, Jill, for someone who has went through this launch that didn't go so well and is just like needing some Jill magic to help them get through the next launch?
Yeah, I think getting feedback from the people, like your community, is also always important. So like just soliciting it by, you know, people who have taken your courses before, people who may have expressed interest but didn't sign up for it. You know, feedback is always important. Sitting with it and journaling. I think journaling can be also like a really good, you know, fingertips to keyboard, because I'm not a big, I like writing, but the computer is just so much easier. And I feel like my brain thinks faster than my poor hand can write sometimes. So like typing is just quicker. But I think just jotting down all the thoughts, talk to somebody.
This episode of the Wildly Balanced podcast is sponsored by the How to Hire and Utilize a VA in Your Business Master Training by Carly Tico. Are you ready to hire a VA or outsource in your ever-growing business but not sure how? Grab this in-depth masterclass where I teach you everything you need to know about hiring a VA in your business. Grab it today at the link in the show notes for only $11.
you know, talk to your coach, talk to a friend, talk to a fellow entrepreneur, and like having that place to like debrief with somebody can also be like super, super helpful. Yeah. I think, and just sitting with it, if you're someone who meditates, if you're someone who, you know, practice that mindfulness, like yoga practice, whatever, sit there with it and just kind of let it all flow through you and let it see what happens, but don't let it discourage you. I think that is what we're here. If we're trying to talk about the most, because it can definitely feel like a setback, but I think it just shows where you can put all your energy next time. Feedback is the most important thing, especially as an entrepreneur, I would say, of being able to like get the feedback from your friends, you know, test it on your friends, give it to your friends for free and see what they say. If you are struggling, have a couple of beta testing rounds where you just pull in some like people that you know, either from your container that have been with you for a while, or if you did a coaching program, pull from them, let them, you know, have other people give their input in it too. And see, I'm sure there's also Facebook groups you can join for entrepreneurs and everything. Carly's Facebook group, shout out. And all those things, like you can really just have, you can never have enough feedback and support in that, but don't give up. I think that's the most important, but for sure.
Yeah, shout out. I have a Facebook group if you need support and you need community. It's called Business Integration for the Modern Entrepreneur. So we'll link it in the show notes. A little shameless self-promo there. And I love
Shameless.
I love what you said about feedback, because feedback is so valuable. And even from like a marketing side of things, like getting that feedback and using it as testimonials to sell your product or to like help you in your launches, testimonials are so valuable. And it's anything you do, like anytime someone says like something good about you or something good about their transformation or anything, try to screenshot it and keep it in a Google Drive folder. Like I've been starting to do that with my own business, just client being like, I had one screenshot where I like sent an update to a client about like everything I worked on this week. And she just sent back like, yay, in all caps. And I was like, that's a testimonial. That's feedback.
That's feedback. I love it. Yeah. And I think too, like any time you bait around and even just if you had, like Carly was saying, you may have a launch that had 3 people and then 6 people and then 2 people and then 4 people and then, you know, 3 people, like you can go back and forth, but anytime you can even just have a feedback doc that asks, you know, why did you take this? Like, why did you sign up? What was really good? What didn't you like? What could have we improved? Any feedback from the people that are like directly, you know, feeding in, buying into your time, your content, everything, like your energy, it's always good to take what they have in mind. You don't have to like make all the changes they say, because obviously you can never, you know, make every single person happy, but I think it's good to know you're noticing a trend that like everybody's saying, oh yeah, this is where I wouldn't do it. Like maybe I wouldn't have done this. Oh, okay. Maybe that's where you change it next time. Or, you know, some people, absolutely. I think it's too, especially like the people, if you do a wait list or who's interested but may not have signed up, or also just as important of knowing, hey, why not? What's going on? What would have convinced you to do it, you know, next time? Or can we offer you, you know, X, Y, and Z to do it type thing? So
totally. And I could, feedback is definitely so important too, because there's created this baby, this coaching program, like this is your, you know, your passion. And so you see it with these rose colored glasses of exactly what you put into it. And just getting that feedback from an outside perspective is so helpful to be like, oh, I never even would have thought of that as the customer, like coming into it, you know?
It's like the same thing, like in school, when you like read your paper 1,000 times and like you read it because you know what it's supposed to say, but then someone else reads it and it's like, bitch, this don't make sense. And you're like, oh shit. So it's the same thing. Like you, like Carly said, you have those rose colored glasses on your baby. So like anytime to have a trusted friend, have a VA do it, look at the over it, have your coach, talk to your coach about it. So, you know, just sit there and start to understand and go through what's going on, and, you know, have a good friend that might, you know, also be an entrepreneur or might not. I think that's also good to get someone who's not even in the field to look at it, to be like, yeah, no, this doesn't make sense. Or, okay, I can see that, or see where they're all coming from, I think is so important. But yeah, those rose colored glasses, like we all have it towards our little babies. So like any type of feedback we can get is so valuable, especially, and I think it just goes to the whole, like removing yourself from the outcome too. Of, you know, we need that feedback and that, you know, the, God, I can't think of the word. We need that feedback and that support and that,
those, that outside perspective.
Yeah, the perspective, exactly. Thank you, Carly. She reads my mind too. Get someone that could do that.
I got
That's
you.
What you need. That's what you need. But I think in that, it just helps you to, you know, it helps you to learn those lessons quicker, and, you know, helps you to, you know, you're never gonna, I don't know, you're not gonna remove yourself completely from the outcome, but remove yourself enough where you can like change and not let it bring you down, I think is so important.
If I can add my little spiel of what I would suggest too, is I love the journaling and the meditating on just like your program. And I feel like sitting into it of who your ideal client is going to help so much too. Of who do you support? Who do you help? What is the transformation you provide? What is the purpose of your program? And then who is it for? And just getting really specific, being like, is it a man? Is it a woman? Are they non-binary? Are they, where do they live? How old are they? Like just really sitting down of who exactly your ideal client is, and then making this ideal client like a persona that you're talking to with all your content.
Yeah, I think that is key. I think knowing your audience. And I think we can have the want to, you know, if something fails, to expand it, but that's prime time to niche it down even more. Are you selling it to too many people? Do we need to figure out something that's, you know, more focused? And yeah, I think that is beautifully said, Carly, as always. We always want your opinions and what you do.
Thank you. I love you, Jill. I love our listeners.
I love our listeners.
One big love fest now.
I love everybody.
Another thing that I found super, super helpful when launching and like helping clients launch and supporting those launches is to set like an energetic minimum and an energetic maximum in your launch. So being like, okay, the minimum amount of people that I'm going to have in this group coaching program, let's say it's 4, like just sit down, think about it, be like, how many people is like the minimum I can support? And like, there's no shame in being, if you hit less than your minimum, to postpone it, you know, like maybe give them, be like, hey, we didn't meet enough people in this program. So here's a mini, tinier course, you know, in the meantime, and then I'll let you know when this course launches again thing. And then also setting like an energetic maximum, you know, like maybe your minimum's 4 and your maximum's 5. So if you get 4, 5, or 6 people, that's like the perfect amount for your launch, and just kind of letting the universe do the work, the rest of it.
Trust the universe. Yes. I love it. And I think this is like such a great podcast, and obviously because I love our podcast, but I think it's so informative. And if you need any more support on this topic, join Carly's group on Facebook. And Carly, just hire yourself a VA to support you through it. That's like the biggest thing. Just everybody needs a Carly in their life forever.
And a Jill.
And a Carly. And a Rogie.
Not to toot my own horn, but this is like the best podcast I've ever heard.
You too, motherfucker. Like, I'm going to toot our own horn too. But anyway, before we like go off track even more.
I could talk about this forever.
And then I could talk about Rogie forever. But you know what time it is, Carly. What does your permission slip say, my dude?
What time is it? Permission slip. My permission slip, because you always make me go first, because you always get to this question first. It's fine. Is permission to launch, because I feel like I've had a lot of fear and a lot of hesitancy towards launching. And I just need to do it, because like people don't know what you're selling if you don't show up and you don't tell them. Like, you can't just post like one Instagram story and be like, buy my stuff, please. And then just like ghost the internet. But I feel like I've been doing that. And I'm just like, permission to launch, permission to just fucking do it and show up.
I love ghosting the internet. Permission to ghost.
We already do that.
Yeah, we did that. So listen to that podcast too. But agreed. And I love that. And yeah, you can't, no one's going to know what you're selling if you don't show up to sell it. So do that.
Yes. What does your permission slip say, Jill?
My permission slip says permission to just fucking do it. I think that similarly in your permission to launch, which is like more eloquently said than mine, but it's a lot of the hesitancies, the scaredness of like failure, you know, of the not success is a thing, you know, just being afraid of the outcome.
The not removing ourselves from the outcome until we did this episode. And we're both like, oh shit, we should listen to our own advice.
We should also not, you know, we should also remove ourselves from the outcome. But yeah, and I think, you know, I had a lot of hesitancies too, and I've been afraid to just fucking do it. Like, I just need to start it, because like I also won't be able to sell a program that I don't have done. So I just need to do it. So I need to stop talking just about it and just fucking get it done, bitch. That's my
get it done, bitch.
Get it done, Jill,
and everyone listening, just get it done.
Just get it done, bitches. Let's just all just fucking get it done. June is the get it done month.
Yeah.
June and happy Pride because we love all of our fams, our peeps.
We do. You're safe with us.
We're a safe space. Unless you don't like cursing, then you're probably not safe with us because we curse.
Unless you don't like dogs either.
Yeah, then fuck you. I don't like you. Just kidding. I probably still love you, but like, how can you not love Rogi? He's the cutest.
We'll post him on the Instagram and you guys will be like, yeah, I see it.
100% Rogi. Rogi fan.
Amazing. Shameless self-promo. Follow us on Instagram at wildly.balanced so you can see all things Rogi all the time.
All things Rogi 24/7. No, that's his only pause. Onlyfans.com/wildlybalanced. Sure.
And check out our website, www.wildlybalancedpodcast.com. Got the newsletter on there. Join the newsletter. Be our guest.
Be our guest. Put our service to the test.
Yes, we have our guest application on the website. If you want to, if you're a creative entrepreneur, if you need some real-time conversation coaching about removing yourself from the outcome, come on the podcast.
We just want a VA's experience because we want Carly all the time. Amen. Carly all the time. Carly all the time.
Chad, leave this in. All of Jill singing.
We want Carly all the time.
Woo.
But yeah.
So yeah, come be a guest on our podcast. We'd love to talk to you.
And as always, rate and subscribe to us on whatever you're listening to us on. Spotify, Apple, Google.
All the things.
All the places that you could do it. I don't know. There's a lot of places.
And don't forget about our giveaway. If you tell us how many times we say Bali in episodes 14, 15, 16, 17, and 18, trying to get the interview count up, send us an accurate enough. I don't think we need the exact amount, but like close enough.
You can get the accurate.
If you can get within 10 Balis.
Within 5 Balis. Because like within it's not 5 that Balis. Hard.
That's fair.
5 Balis.
Then you will win a 20. If you get the exact amount, you might get a special treat. Just saying. Like gift card and something.
And as exclusive only fans Rogi content.
Yeah.
Exclusive Rogi content.
$15,000 value. For Rogi yours content. As a bonus. If you
which is like 1 week of Rogi content. That's it. $15,000. 1 week of Rogi content.
Amazing. Well, thank you so much for this, Jill. This has been a great episode.
Miss you and your Bali-ness, Carly.
I miss you too. This episode does not count towards the giveaway. Just saying.
No, it doesn't, but yeah. We love you. Right, subscribe.
We love you.
Go be better.
Have a good rest of your day. This is like the clunkiest ending we've ever done. I'm so tired.
This is Carly.
We're just rambling now.
This is Carly's way of being like, God damn it, we fucked up at the end.
It's fine. I just don't want to leave. I love the podcast. I love talking to you. I love talking to the listeners, even though they can't talk back.
That's why we love it.
It's a one-sided conversation and it's always in our favor.
It's always what we want to hear or not hear. It's perfect. But anyway, go do all the things. Leave us comments. Send us messages. We love it all.
Bye.
Bye.